It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right. Hey, let's wake it up. Feeling good or what?
Feeling great. In fact,
yeah?
I saved my first sip. My first sip of coffee.
Look at that.
For Fox Sports Radio. For everybody hanging with us right now.
Look at you. Look
good
at you.
Good morning. We're here. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick live from the Mercedes-Benz studio.
Ready to go? You're all like unsituated, huh?
I'm wiping down the studio.
You had your headphones tied around your neck.
Do not know how to just move forward while I'm enjoying my first sip and fixing my headphones. Good morning, everybody.
But if people only saw you,
no,
you had your headphones wrapped around your head.
Nobody sees but you.
Clorox wipes in one arm, a coffee in the other.
Well, I'm wiping down the studio. There's a fun fact. You're into stats, right?
Yeah.
It's Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
We all love stats. We all sit on the bowl and look up Pete Incaviglia's stats every once in a while.
Oh, wow. Great year he had for the Rangers.
Matt Noakes, huh? What did he bet?
Do we all do?
I do. You should. Yes.
I do. Yeah.
Every once in a while, a random player, right? I saw a meme the other day that said, a random player comes to mind and you could just go back and forth with your buddy all the time. That's how people love to talk about sports.
That's how guys interact.
Yeah, guys interact. They have fun doing that.
Covino will hit me up once in a while and be like, yo, lifetime batting average for Willie Randolph. What do you think? And I'm like, oh, that's a damn good question.
I'm going to say 283. All right.
I'm going to say, because later in the career, 277.
Ken Phelps, how many career home runs? Every once in a while, you just think of a random guy, a baseball card you had, and you think of their stats and you just go back and forth with your buds. That's how guys have fun. That's how we have fun. And that's the whole point of what we do here. Filling in for Dan Patrick to have fun. But back to the stats. There's a stat and a study that says a radio studio might be the most germ-infested workplace of all workplaces.
276, by the way. What did I say?
I said 283. I know he was a solid 280 hitter. Willie Randolph. I don't know what you said. I said 283. But anyway, my point is, Rich is like, what are you doing getting all situated? Wiping everything down. I know we're moving forward. I know we're past the pandemic. At least we'd like to think so, right?
Yeah.
But when you enter a radio studio, you got to realize people are passionately spitting on a microphone for hours at a time. Multiple people. So there's just spit remnants and germs all over the place if you really want to know why it takes a second to get situated. You don't just sit down in today's world. You don't just sit down and throw on a pair of headphones like you. You're careless.
Careless.
Rich is the type of guy who never wore protection in the early 2000s.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy he is. Careless.
The top two places to never bring a blacklight. A bedroom and a radio studio.
No, I'm serious.
It's a fact.
Like I said, you're
two places.
The top two.
That I pride myself in.
Dude, read the studies. Read. Yeah, for a guy to take pride. Read the stats. A radio studio, infamous more than famous,
yeah.
Known for being just dirty and germ infested, and people get sick because they share microphones. We share microphones like 80s rock stars. So, anyway.
What about German Fest?
We're Covino, not German Fest.
Guten Morgen. Welcome to German Fest.
Germ infested. It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. Very happy to be here. Had a fun show yesterday. We're in for Dan Patrick now. We're in for Dan Patrick tomorrow. But we're always on Fox Sports Sunday. Plus, we do our own thing. So it's always an honor to hang out with you guys. But back to random stats. Got any more to throw at me? Because that's what guys do. Guys could do that. And have fun for hours at a time. Just name. I could just say, Dick Butkus.
Oh.
and pull a Beavis and Butthead sort of moment. And you just come back and give me another random name from the past.
Willie Randolph, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know why he gets our attention.
Well, we're East Coast guys from New York. Growing up, that's a name that stood out. Not only as a Yankees fan, but a Mets manager, Mets player. You know, Willie Randolph. One of those guys who, in today's world, would have been a Hall of Famer based on how stats are viewed today.
Willie Randolph was so consistently batting 270 or 280 that in his long-ass career, 18 years, almost 20 years for Willie Randolph.
Solid second baseman.
Only batted over 300 one time for the Yankees. Every other year, 270, 280, 270, 280. Like, that was where Willie sat. Then he had one sick year late in his career where he batted 327 and then retired. He's like, I'm done.
Got a name for you. In my opinion, you know, quality player, but I think of him as one of the most well-groomed guys of the late 1900s. Rick Aguilera.
Guy had a precision beard.
Dude had stubble, man. So guys could just go back and forth with random names all day long. And you know, if you're from Minnesota, you're thinking, random, love Rick Aguilera. You know, but you got to realize, again, we're East Coast guys from New York, New Jersey, out here in Los Angeles. You just think of those random baseball cards you had.
Of course. You know? I think that's how everyone grew up, right? We always talk about how life for me was about playing sports, baseball cards, and like old school WWF wrestling until I discovered women.
Well, guess what? Way back on a Wednesday.
That's pretty much it.
And we're going to touch on all of that today again.
Sweet.
Here to have fun. And I'm with you, Rich. Let's go. We're live from this German-fested studio.
Guten Morgen.
Yeah. Guten Morgen.
What's up, Spot? Joel, who I love on the boards today. Joel?
Yo, Joel, what's up?
Joel loves you.
You know what?
And you love Joel.
I'm pretty sure. I was certain it was Joel, but he came in like a Mexican bandito. I thought he was holding up the place. He had a bandana on his face.
He had the mask on, but with
you
the...
You know why?
German fested.
No, it was the lawnmower. I couldn't get that bad boy started.
Then I saw the Lions hat, and I'm like, oh, it's Joel.
Oh, it's Joel.
It's Joel. Danny G in the house. What's up, Danny G?
Good morning.
And Monsi on the updates in a little bit. I want to start out, before we get into what we're going to be calling wasted performances that will drive you insane. I have to tell you, this morning I'm driving here, and I'm like, you know what? What am I thinking about? Because what I'm thinking about is probably what a lot of other people are thinking about. My first thought was, I could really go for a nice big-ass coffee right now. And then you get to Starbucks or Pete's or Coffee Bean or Dunkin' Donuts, wherever the hell you're going. And there's a long line, because you know why? A lot of people, they like a little cup of coffee in the morning. It made me realize, for the people that don't drink coffee, I feel like something's wrong with them. Like, I don't trust them or something.
Little off. I mean, who doesn't drink coffee? I hope we just went off on a good foot with Joel. I hope Joel drinks coffee. I hope we're not insulting anybody here.
I think I saw Joel making a cup of coffee as soon as he walked in.
All right.
My point is...
Well, someone's driving around like, who is this? Who is this nerd talking about weirdos don't drink coffee?
You offended a lot of people. Right
you
now.
Might
yeah,
be
I really
offending
don't care.
A lot of people on their way to work right now.
Well,
I don't know.
My thought is, I'm not saying hey, if you don't drink alcohol, I think you're a weirdo, because people have their reasons. Some people are recovering. Some people just never was their thing. Right. That's not my point. My point is coffee. If you wake up every morning as a grown man with kids and a job and life and all this stuff, and you could really get by without having a nice little cup in the morning, I think maybe you're just better than me. Well, you
have
think
to
you're
be
better
honest,
than me.
You know, for people new to Covino, Rich, Spotty, the whole Fox Sports Radio team, we disagree a lot, and that's just naturally. We're all friends.
Yeah, it's the nature of our friendship.
It's the nature of our friendship, and just is what it is. We're different people. But when we agree, it's fact. And I agree with Rich. There's certain things that people say or do, and you could have a good sort of feeling about them. If a grown adult at this stage of the game, this stage, right? If you're in your early 20s, maybe you're not there yet. Yeah. You're just riding high on life. But at this stage of the game, you're not having a coffee to start your day. I think you're a little off. You're a little odd. Odd is
okay,
the word.
Odd. Okay.
You're a little odd. You're peculiar. You know, it's like the guy who puts his milk in before his cereal. Like, okay.
Yeah, what are you, a psychopath?
That's a little weird. I'm not really judging, but I can't help but notice that that's odd. So there's a few things like that. You know, I do think, and you could say, of course, you're on Fox Sports Radio. And I think most of the people listening right now are going to agree with me. But I think if you have no interest in sports at all, I think you're a little odd. I really do. Because I'm like, I understand that there's other interests, but
gotcha.
It says to me,
okay.
It says to me
perfect.
That you're so different from me. You have no interest, none.
You ever go on a double date and your girl brings a friend and her dude is like, yeah, I don't watch sports. You're like, that's cool, but like, at all?
Yeah.
Like at all.
Dude, when I tell you, look, what? I say that kindly. My dad really doesn't have much interest in sports, but he coached my teams. He supported me. He always was at my games, but he doesn't live the, hey, who's playing tonight life that we all or most of us live.
Yeah.
You know, he had 5 kids. I think his life was consumed with work. Not like, let me kick back, put my feet
yeah,
up
but then,
and
no,
watch
that,
the Yanks.
That's not true because it started
really
earlier than
that.
He was an adult. It's not
no,
like he,
my dad had me at 20. I don't think he had that mindset.
But as a teenager?
And even as an adult. As a teenager, yeah. He was like fishing, doing other things.
Yeah, so he's not a sports guy.
He's not a sports guy, right?
I don't trust
so,
him.
So, yeah, there's something to me like, well, what is he thinking about all day then? Because what distracts me is like, yeah, how many home runs did Ken Phelps hit in 1985?
Yeah, you know, like, the little distractions.
The little distractions
I'll give you
that
one.
Keep me going. Like when you said you woke up today and you started thinking about your coffee, I wake up today and I'm like, oh, the Yankees lost to the Pirates yesterday?
That's how you wake up?
No, I do. I think of two things. Is everybody alive? I look at my phone. Everybody's live? Okay,
all right, cool. No weird 4 a.m. text messages?
Right. Like, no, I really do. I think, who bothered me yesterday again? Who do I have to be mad at today? I have to like recap my previous day a little bit. All right, who bothered
Yankees.
Me? Yeah. Then I say to myself, what do I have to look forward to today?
One of the first things I think about when I wake up is who's pitching today.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat?
Ah! Yankees! Yankees!
And then I think, yeah, I got to get a coffee. Man.
Nasty really Nestor! Tired. Nasty Nestor!
I think about, are the Yankees on today? Oh, yeah, I have something to look forward to at least. Because life is a drag sometimes, to quote my dad.
Hey, life's a drag!
Yeah, and
this
you
doesn't excite you?
So, no, I'm not like a crazy sports-obsessed guy, right? So I know I love my sports for entertainment, and I sort of need that outlet to relax and watch something. It's like comfort food. It's like my pizza. I put it on. I don't even have to be invested. It's on in the background. It makes me feel good. So if someone says to me, Rich, yeah, I don't like sports, that's like saying, yeah, I don't drink coffee. Back to your original point.
You know what I don't trust?
What's that spot?
People who don't own a TV.
Yo!
Good one.
It was the one
good
I had.
Good answer.
It was in my notes, Spotty, because when you meet someone that says, I don't have a TV.
What do you do?
Survey says number 3 answer on the board.
No, that might be the number 1 answer on the board.
What do you do all day?
It depends. It's generational. I'll tell you why. Weenials of today, like the weenies, they don't necessarily live the TV life that we live.
Yeah, but that's because they watch on their MacBook
right.
and their phone. Spot's talking about the person that I've been there. I went on a date with a girl once.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, like if you're a younger person, you live in a small apartment, like a studio, and you're watching everything on a computer, that's okay. I'll let it slide. But if you're in a home or a bigger space where you can fit a television.
Can I take it one step further, Spot? F that guy. I think you're like so on a different page to me. You're not watching sports. You're not watching Stranger Things.
You're not watching anything.
You're not watching anything.
Yeah, you're watching The Wall.
Yeah. So it's like, I'll give Rich an example. Rich, you've said this before. To quote Rich, he thinks, Rich is such a weirdo. Rich, Covino and Rich.
Yeah, it's pretty
weird. Rich is such a weirdo. He thinks if you use a different kind of phone, your brain is operating on an Android operating system. Like, you just think Android, you think different.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, he said that before.
When I see green text pop up, I'm like, oh, you are operating. You're thinking differently than me.
Right. So along those lines, if you don't have a TV, I assume your brain is just functioning in a different way that I find odd.
I went on a date with a girl once back in my single days. And she pulled what Spot just said. She's like, I don't have a TV. I don't watch TV. And I'm like, I'm not quite sure we could hang beyond tonight in my mind. That's all I kept thinking. I was like, what are we going to talk about? What do you read? That's delightful, I'm sure, but no TV, huh?
And we'll open up the phones, too. Things
that make you not trust someone.
That make you say, I don't trust you. You don't drink coffee, you say. You know, are there other examples? We could agree or disagree. You could share on social media at Covino and Rich, but it's 877-99 on Fox.
Okay.
And, you know, Spotty, chime in. Danny G, chime in. Monsi, feel free. I hope Monsi's like, yeah, I don't have a TV and I hate coffee.
Oh,
like,
I hope so.
I want Monsi to chime in. I want to hear from Joel. So we'll get to your feedback.
Okay. The weird things that make you not trust someone. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Now, when Callaway engineered ChromeSoft to be the best tour ball, it didn't just make the best players better. It made everyone better. Men, women, first time, major winners, repeat major winners, club champions, business golfers. The ChromeSoft family has the best tour performance.
I was a club champion like in the late 90s, early 2000s.
You were? Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't pump your gas, you pump your fist.
I'm from Jersey, man. I know. I was a club champion.
Starting with the regular ChromeSoft, which is designed for the widest range of golfers who want better feel, more distance, and incredible forgiveness. But for better players looking for more workability, ChromeSoft X provides excellent spin consistency and tour-level short game control. Finally, the ChromeSoft XLS gives you a lower spin golf ball on longer shots, firmer feel, but still with high spins around the greens. And now every ChromeSoft is enhanced with precision technology, which uses design techniques and manufacturing specifications up to the 1,000th of an inch.
Wow.
That ensures the highest quality, most consistent, fastest golf balls possible. When you add it up, it's pretty simple. ChromeSoft is better for the best. And better for everyone. Find out which ChromeSoft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0. Winner, winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your one big hit is a cover song, are you really just one of the best cover bands of all time? Because if you don't know any of their original songs...
Movies was a good one. You know, they had other songs, but nothing nearly as big as their cover.
No one knows the song.
And by the way, it's such a big cover, it might be better than Michael Jackson's. That's odd. It's odd when a cover song is better than the original, but to be better than Michael Jackson's, another story. It's like they pulled
Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker. No, I was going to say Matt Harvey had like, you know, one good year and disappeared.
Yeah, he had more than one, but yeah, very few. Joe Cocker, I feel like, did With a Little Help better than the Beatles.
I think it was such an original. I agree.
Which was the theme of Wonder Years, if you're trying to connect the dots.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
Is that Joe Cocker or Steve Covino?
No, that's me. Covino, yes. From Union, New Jersey, live in L.A., Rich Davis, put the square in Franklin Square, Long Island. Here we are, the Mercedes-Benz studio. Now, this ties into what we were talking about. We're going to talk about Max Scherzer's performance, Danny G's car. I have a theory on Jim Edmonds way back on a Wednesday.
Oh, wow, okay. Oh,
you got to wait around for that.
Your Jim Edmonds theory? People have been waiting for this.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I've been waiting to talk about it. Talking music. We love music, right?
Yeah.
Brings you back to your original point. If you're the morning guy who says you don't drink coffee, I don't drink coffee. We think you're weird. And we're not like coffee obsessed.
Yeah, I'm not a barista.
Baristas. No, not at all. I have one a day, like the vitamin. One coffee a day.
I think there's just certain things that you could put in a category of, if you don't do this or have this, I think you're sort of weird. I don't know if I trust you. And so far we thought the guy that doesn't drink coffee ever, the person that...
Weirdo.
Has zero interest in sports. You bump into someone like, I don't watch sports at all. No, nothing.
Odd fella.
The person that doesn't own a TV. I don't watch.
I don't even want to be friends with that guy. Yeah.
And I got another. Someone that sort of just dismisses legends as the guy that's like, I don't like the Beatles, you know?
Well, that's exactly where I was going.
Oh, okay.
So I don't like the guy that dismissed me in the middle of my point, Rich Davis. I was talking music. If you don't like music, and I'll take it one step further, I agree with you. If you're the person that says, yeah, I'm not a Beatles. Yeah, Beatles. Yeah, whatever. I think you stink.
Yeah.
I'm with you all the way.
I'm more into current stuff, but I'm saying when you can't respect legendary people.
And I get it, everything's generational.
Well, I get it, yeah.
You're going to tell me that the Beatles stink. That's your hard take. The Beatles stink? Yeah, man, they're the original boy band. All right, I get it. You read that in a meme somewhere. I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, they kind of were, but they weren't. Yeah, man, I don't like them.
What? Weirdo behavior.
Weirdo stance, weirdo behavior. You're a little odd. I don't like you that much now.
I also feel the same way about people that ignore relevant stuff.
Like what? Like, give me an example.
If you were to say right now, currently.
Yeah.
I'll give you two examples.
Okay.
If you were to say either, yo, like Top Gun Maverick, or hey, Stranger Things season 4. And someone plays like the whole,
yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't follow that stuff.
Hey, what do you think of the new Drake or the new Lizzo?
I don't know. It's not my thing.
You know what? If you have zero clue,
you don't have to like it.
You don't need to like it, but if you have zero clue in your life via you, your significant other, your kids, your parents, anyone, if you're so clueless.
If you choose to ignore it.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Hey, did you watch the new episode of Only Murders? What's that? You know, the Selena Gomez, Steve Martin show on Hulu?
Never heard of it. Well, to back, you know, other people up, I don't watch that show.
But you know it.
But I'm aware of it, right? And I don't even think I'd like that show, but I'm aware of it.
Danny G, what you got, man?
I really hate people. Well, I don't hate them, but I don't trust people.
No, we hate them. Hate them.
This girl, I did wind up hating her, but I don't trust people who use their astrology sign as an excuse for treating everybody like crap.
That's a good one.
Like, I'm an Aries. I can't help how selfish I am. Yeah, you can.
That's the equivalent of just Manny being Manny, right?
That's our sports
It's like,
time.
Yeah, that would be the equivalent, Manny being Manny. Yeah.
I used to hate that, especially as a Yankees
fan. I don't know if we'll get along. You're a Leo.
What?
That you're just, no, okay.
And to tie it sure. back to sports real quick, like, you know, I'd watch the Yankees play the Red Sox and Manny Ramirez would do something stupid, really.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he'd die for a ball you didn't need to die for.
And that would be a triple.
And that's just Manny being Manny. I'm like, why are you making excuses for this guy? That's just a terrible play. No. No, it's just Manny being Manny.
Excuse me, it's just me being a Libra.
Yeah, what?
Get
out of here with that. And by the way, you know, I don't want to call
just my selfish
out,
but... behavior. I'm a Sagittarius. No.
And you know that you're about to get judged. What's your sign again?
Which one do you want to sleep with?
Okay, what?
Yeah, exactly. You know you're about to be judged on that, but it's very specific. I'm not saying that.
I'm not hating. I think we're just pointing out the characteristics of some people that are hard to figure out.
Danny G said it perfectly, yeah. And using that as an excuse to your poor behavior.
Now, this is something I more admire than hate on, but I feel like when I see these people, I'm like, oh, we're very different. I used to wake up even earlier than this every day. We're on the West Coast, so this show starts 6 a.m. out here.
Mm-hmm.
When I lived in New York, there were a couple years where I was waking up and taking the subway at 4 or 5 in the morning. I would pass the gym, and I would see people on the treadmill at 5 a.m. And while I admired them, I felt like they were aliens.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, you and I have so little in common. I will try to go to the gym.
It feels so lazy, right?
But, oh my God, yeah.
Even worse, let's go one step further. If you're on the elliptical first thing in the morning.
Hey, diddly-dee, yeah. Elliptical for me.
It's
what?
Like, all right, Tony Little, look at this guy.
All right, John Baystel.
This guy is so motivated. You know, you're reluctantly walk into your workplace. You look up at a building and there's some dude just killing it on the elliptical. You're like, F this guy.
Some people like to get it out of the way.
Yeah, but there's something odd about that fella. He's on a different mission.
I have to ask Kavina something.
Yeah.
Yo.
What's up, Joel?
So check this out.
Yeah.
I just have a vision in my head of you, your family, loud, rambunctious kids.
Yeah, they're just moving.
And you go inside like around a family reunion, 4th of July, and there's this whole family of the do-nothings. It's like, and you and your kids, it's like the room. Y'all come in, boom, 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 boom. And they be like, okay, how about we go play some? Oh, my kids don't participate in that. And then you say, hey, you're talking to your kids. You're like, yeah. Hey, how about we go do this? And, we don't participate in. So your whole family is feeling it.
And I hate it, and you immediately judge those people. Uh-huh. And you don't want to be judgy, but it's the truth. We're talking about, you know, things you find to be odd. And Rich is not this guy, but I'll call him out on it. He's not this guy. He really isn't.
But you'll call me out anyway?
But I call you out. No. I call you out in real life to make sure you're not this guy. And he's not. I mean, Rich works in music and radio. He's a broadcaster. When I go to Rich's house and he has people over and he's not playing music, I'm like, yo, dude. How are you not playing music? Like, it's too quiet in here. You know, I find it odd. When I come home and my girlfriend is sitting in silence, I find that odd. I'm like, why aren't you? You don't have the TV on?
Yeah, in
why
the dark,
is it so quiet?
It's weird.
Dude, she sits there in silence.
And she's waiting for you, just staring at the door.
But Joel is right. I grew up with five
kids.
As
you walk in, she flips the switch on and she's just sitting there.
Hi, Steven.
Hi.
Where have you been?
I was brought up with five kids. Cousins, people and kids running around everywhere. My mom yelling at my dad. My mom yelling at everybody. My mom throwing things. My dad saying, hey, kiss off, Atencia. Hello. Him storming at the house. I grew up in a crazy atmosphere. When I come home and my girlfriend is sitting there just looking at her phone in silence, I'm like, she is peculiar.
Psychopath.
And the first thing I do is I put on the TV or put on the music. You need that.
I remember as a kid, if you would go to a new friend's house, like some kid in the neighborhood, you were playing wiffle ball, you're playing Nintendo, and their mom's like, do you want to stay for dinner? And you're like, oh, cool, yeah, I'll stay for dinner. You ever eat at someone else's house and what Covino just said, like, they don't have music, the TV on.
It's the
they
got sound nothing. Of knives against a plate.
The sounds of cutlery, and you're like, Danny G, you know that feeling where you would go to some other kid's house, and you're like, how does their family function?
Because a lot of you know, regular families like ours, we would eat even around the television or something, right?
Always threw me off, Danny G.
Yeah, I mean, we had TV trays, and I remember some friends like, you get to eat by the TV? Hell yeah.
You think my dad was turning off the ball game, or you think my mom, if she was watching something, the TV was on, there was music on or something.
And again, we all have our things, right, Rich, that make us peculiar, of course. And you could share yours, and you could think it about us, and we could laugh about it. But even the kid, you went to his house, and he's like, may I be excused? I was like, I'm sorry, what?
You just read my mind. I was just about to say. I remember a kid in my neighborhood had to be like, mom. Like, and then he would like be excused and then bring everyone's plate to the sink. I must have been a lazy kid.
Those are just good manners, you savages.
I know. But you as a kid, if you didn't grow up that way, like Joel pointed out, you're like, is he serious?
May I be excused? Sometimes I would just scarf down my food so I could go play again. Like,
excuse me, Mom. May I be excused?
You still do.
I know.
It's odd.
What's up, Spotty?
And to play off families and working out, I don't trust the people that get up early on holidays and go for like 5Ks.
Oh, the turkey trot people.
The turkey trots.
They're doing a good cause. I know. I'm sure they're raising money.
The Santa's sleigh jingles. I don't know. The people that go out on holidays when it's like 30 below.
It does
and
say
go
something.
For a run.
It says something.
On a holiday,
though.
I don't do the 30 below, but that's me. That's me. And I know exactly how many miles is a 5K. It's just a little over 6 miles.
Wow. See, but there's something motivating you. There's something motivating you that I'm just lacking, I guess.
That's a
10K. You know?
Yeah.
But again, we all have our things. It started off with coffee. If you're a guy who's like, yeah, I don't drink coffee, you know, that's odd. That is, especially at this stage of the game, like we said. Other examples, it could be, you know what, Rich? Because it's Fox Sports Radio, we're going to go to the phones, 877-99 on Fox, but I wrote this down to tie it into, you know, Fox Sports.
Yeah.
You're the guy at the ball game wearing two different teams. Okay, so you're in Cincinnati, you're wearing a Reds hat and a Bengals shirt. That is odd to me. Like, yeah, it's just odd to me.
Mixing
makes no
and matching.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, mixing and matching. Irrelevant jersey, like my brother. You know, we're not trying to be mean or disparaging. My brother the other day was wearing an irrelevant jersey. I think irrelevant. Like, Gary Sanchez is not on the Yankees, dude. And he stunk. Why are you wearing a jersey? Because you got it on sale at Modell's? That's why. Like, you're an odd fella to me. I would never make that choice.
Tony, in Arizona, you're on Covino and Rich, in for Dan Patrick. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
People that I don't trust are the ones that anybody that asks you to tells you to put a mask on in anywhere in public, to me, that is an untrustworthy person.
Like a Halloween mask? Like a Freddy Krueger? I know. Like your
No, I have to disagree with
your scream mask?
I'm sorry, I got to disagree with him, but I'll compromise with him.
Yeah.
If you're the fella who's in a car by himself wearing a mask, like I just don't get that.
You know what?
And we see it all the time.
You know what I always forget?
Maybe it's an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Not all the time, bro.
Yeah, but there's a lot of Uber drivers, because a lot of times I'll be like, well, look at this person. But then you got to assume, hey, maybe it's an Uber driver.
I want to clarify something for Karina.
Yeah.
Okay, so irrelevant jersey.
Yes.
How long before you, what mood do you have to be in before you bring the jersey up? It's like, okay, your brother walked in, you saw it. You didn't say nothing right away, but you waited till the discussion got a little heated. Oh, what you doing in the jersey then? Why you got the jersey?
Yeah, well, look at you and your Gary Sanchez.
It's my brother, so I immediately like, what are you doing? What do you know? If I see my brother wearing any team other than the Yankees, we're a Yankees family. I'm like, Oakland A's? What's wrong with you?
How about at the game? How long do you wait at the game before you tell that other fan?
If it's a stranger,
shut
I don't
up
know.
With the irrelevant jersey on.
Yeah, you're waiting for them to misstep, and then you're going to pounce because you put that in your back pocket. My brother, I immediately, like, Gary Sanchez? You didn't even like, you hated Gary Sanchez.
I got one. We're talking about people that you don't trust or you roll your eyes at, sort of. To me, if you're playing any type of rec sport or, you know, you're playing pickup basketball, softball, you're a grown man just playing for fun, the guy that comes with all, like, the batting gloves, the wristbands, the wrist guards, the eye black.
You know what happens?
The guy that's at the pickup game playing basketball, touching the bottom of his sneakers, making sure there's no, you know.
Nine out of nine times, that guy sucks.
Oh, the over-prepared rec sports guy?
Yeah.
My God, you better be perfect.
Oh, I got the best example. The guy who brings his own pull cue. Like, that's the example. It's like, really?
Okay, Minnesota Fats.
Yeah, he better be bringing it here if he's screwing his cue together. Come on.
Unless you're Ted Lasso, don't bring your own darts. Florida, Chaz, you're on. What's up, bud?
Just wanted to talk about the coffee thing.
Yeah, what's up?
It's disgusting. I have never drank it a day in my life. I'm 50 years old. It's absolutely gross.
Get him, Rich.
Oh,
get him.
He said coffee. He's from the East Coast. So he's avoided coffee.
He said it like my mom.
Disgusting. And one other thing, guys. Hot dogs, eating hot dogs is not a sport. It's the biggest joke I've ever heard.
Agreed. And I'm going to touch on that later.
Ties into yesterday's conversation. Yeah. So you got Chaz on your team.
We talked about that. If you missed it, foxsportsradio.com. You know what, though? You know what he just told me without telling me? He sounds like a cool guy. We respect our East Coast friends. We respect everybody. Listening to the Dan Patrick Show, Covino and Rich filling in, says to me that he chooses chicken fingers. Like, you know, you say that I have an immature palate because you think you're an advanced palate guy. No. But if you, like, it's gross to me. Like, you acquire a taste for it. That's it's true. Not like I drink a coffee and I'm like, this is delicious. I'd rather have a wine punch.
Oh, over time. But you acquire taste.
Exactly.
It's like when you're a little kid.
Got there,
my daughter's five. She's learning that, you know, mustard is okay. Like, because every kid of hers is like, mustard?
Right. You acquire
taste. But you acquire taste.
He never even got to coffee, so he's never. Coffee?
You know, it's like when if you're a whiskey or scotch guy.
Right. He's never going to get there.
You know, if you're 18, 21 years. 18. Legally 21. If you're a 21-year-old kid. And you're having scotch or whiskey. You're not appreciating it that young age. Like, you have to be. You develop that taste, right? Let's go to Pete.
Okay, let me ask one more because.
Oh, I like this show.
You guys go to the gym, so
yes, we try.
And you know how you divvy up which basketball you're going to use, right? It's like the guy who brings a colored not bought red, white, and blue basketball. The guy who took time to. Funny. Permamark his whole basketball, and you know, and he create his own Sixer basketball. No, we're not playing with this.
Get out of here, guy.
I'm with you on the red, white, and blue ones. Like, who is he, a Globetrotter? Who is this guy?
Oh, no, we're not playing with a red, white, and blue one.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I think that's odd. That's so funny.
Why
I noticed
bring
that
this
yesterday.
To the gym?
I noticed that yesterday.
That's
man.
Funny.
It's a great one, Joel. Again, 877-99 on Fox. That's our number. Things that you see that people do, it could be sports related, doesn't have to be, that make you say, yeah, that guy's an odd fella.
Peter in Vancouver. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys, a couple things. First, I agree with the jersey thing. I think those guys that wear, like, they wear triple extra large jerseys and weigh 160 pounds, and it's from a team that doesn't even exist anymore. I think they're weird. But yesterday, I took my grandkid to a little playland. Like, it was called Giggle Dam. Every ride is, like, little dinosaurs and everything. What about the 50-year-old guys or couples that are riding by themselves without any kids, and they're taking up the rides at 50 years old, and they're going on a little turtle around in circle and laughing their heads off? They're very weird.
Yeah, I think you pretty much explained it. Weirdo. Danny G, I don't know if there's any other thing, but that guy's weirdo. Yeah, if you're in a kid's play place.
Yeah, if you're waiting for the Peter Pan ride and you're in your 60s and there's no kids involved, yeah.
Okay, now we got more phone calls. And Rich, the example I'm going to give might indicate that we're sort of wrapping up this conversation because I think you're going to disagree.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Because it's time to move on. It's time to make like your favorite slugger and Mo Vaughn.
We're going to Mo Vaughn in a few minutes. But I see, or I hear people say that they go to the movies alone, and I think that's weird. I really do. Like, really? By yourself?
No, that's a nice feeling.
No, I understand circumstantial. Like, you're on a business trip and you're killing time. But if you choose, like you went, if you're going to see the Minions, you didn't bring your nephew.
It also depends. I think going to see an animated movie by yourself, a little weird, maybe.
I saw
Top Gun by myself. But
you were circumstantial. You were away on business.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You were in New Orleans. Who are you going with? Drew Brees? Look.
Alvin Kamara was busy.
No friend to go see Maverick with. You went by yourself? Matinee, no less? I think. To me, and I got one more. Ready? If you're watching like Stranger Things in the daytime, I think you're an odd fella. If you're watching anything dark and gloomy or scary in the daytime, I think that's odd. That's an odd choice. That's
but
like
then
milk.
Again,
that's
not, like not, to get, not to get personal, didn't you tell us once before that you don't even like to be with your woman during the daytime?
Well, I call those nighttime activities. Scary movies, sexy time.
Sabrina's just walking around saying, weird.
You suck. You suck.
All right. All your feedback. We got more next. Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back. And joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on,
the more worried he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. It's Fox Sports Radio, yeah. foxsportsradio.com, at Covino and Rich. And our number, of course, as you know, is 877-99 on Fox. Wrapping up this coffee/sports conversation. Because well, there's sports people that confuse me a little bit, too.
Well, yeah, the people that paint their face.
Perfect. I was going to say bobblehead people, but that's okay.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, I don't want to offend too many people.
People that you're like, I don't get you. I don't know if I trust you. And it started with people that don't drink coffee, people that don't own a TV, people that know nothing at all, even the littlest bit about sports. We'll take three final callers. I'm looking at our Twitter feedback, which is great, too. Colin Gills hit us up. And he goes, what about adults who crawl over kids to try to get professional athlete autographs? Like the lame adult that's like, hey,
that's not an
Giancarlo.
That guy just sucks. Yeah, like, that guy's just a terrible guy.
You're older than him. Stop.
Giancarlo.
Imagine some like old guy.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Guy that pushes a kid for a foul ball. That guy too. What about this one? George hit us up and multiple people. Gary hit us up. Few people hit us up with the same one.
I wouldn't push a kid for a foul ball, Rich, ever. You know, I'm a dad, but I'm not automatically giving a kid my foul ball.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
I've never caught one.
Gotta earn that.
Yeah.
Gotta earn it. A lot of people saying they don't trust people that hate dogs. Like the grown-up that's like, oh, you get your dog away. It's like, really? You don't like dogs, huh?
I try to be very careful about that because I'm allergic and I never want to appear as that guy.
You don't want to be the weirdo.
Yeah.
What about Hopwood who hit us up saying, I don't trust anyone, male or female, under the age of 35 that listens to classical music. It's a weird one, but I like it. All right, three more quickies. We'll go to Rob in Indiana. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. We're going to get to wasted sports performances in a few seconds, but wrap this up. What's up?
Really quick, I live here in Indianapolis. Pacers-Lakers finals game 5 in 2000, and I take my buddy from New York, and he goes into the arena wearing a Patrick Ewing jersey.
What a moron. So no offense to your friend. That guy.
These are just rebellious fandom.
Your buddy, I'm sure he's a swell guy. I hate that more than anything. If you go to a Dodgers-Giants game out here, and someone's wearing their Bryce Harper Phillies jersey, what are you trying to prove?
Numbskull. I don't even know if you're like odd at that point. He's just
playing.
A numbskull.
He's not playing. What are you doing?
That's weird.
James in New York. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Yo,
people who I don't trust are people who go by like their middle name. No, they don't go by their real name. They go by their middle name. I can't trust it.
Especially when they was George all their life.
Yeah. Yo, you're not Matthew, you're George.
know what it made me think of? You ever have a buddy who you've known him his nickname his whole life, and then in a professional setting, you're like, yo, what's up, Bill? He's like, it's William. You're like, oh, now you're William.
That's
I love
odd,
that.
Yeah.
Indiana, wrap it up. Cameron.
Hey, guys, I'm going to double dip here and say I don't trust anyone who doesn't think hot dog eating isn't a sport.
Oh, he's team Joey Chestnut.
Hey, look, Rich is...
Yeah, there's a shot at Covino.
Yeah, I know. Rich has already pre-ordered the Joey Chestnuts, the Air Chestnuts.
Yeah, so, I got them on back order.
Yeah,
Air Chestnuts.
You know, if you don't agree with me, at least you could agree with
What's
Rich.
What's the silhouette of the Air Chestnut? Is it hot dog in one hand, like raising his arm with the other?
He's flying through the air with a hot dog. It's the same thing.
hot dog.
Yeah. Him suplexing a protester.
Yeah. Oh, which is still, honestly, gives me a whole new respect for Joey Chestnut. Sign him up. Put him in the UFC.
Double negative questions like that always threw me off on the exam. Answer D, all of the above.
All of the above.
Is it a sport? We discussed that yesterday, hot dog eating, and might touch on it again later on. If you miss anything, foxsportsradio.com. Now, yesterday was a big day for baseball. Not just for Rich as a Mets fan, but for baseball because... what you're laughing at something.
I'm just laughing because some guy... We're getting a lot of great feedback. Yeah. One hater hit up like, who are these two jerks in... Well, he didn't say jerks. In for Dan Patrick, what are they, two... Well, can't say that either. What, were they just yacked out by Dr. Phil? So Spot responded with a picture of us and Dr. Phil.
Hey, Dr. Phil's our guy, all right?
What do you mean?
That's our guy.
I love Dr. Phil. So, yesterday, back to what you were saying. A wasted day.
A wasted day. I was shocked. But I got to tell you, I was interested. So I'm like, Max Scherzer, his big return. Let's see what he's doing. And I'm like, 11 strikeouts, 6 innings. This guy's untouchable. And then I find out the Mets lose 1-0 to the Reds. I'm like, oh, what a waste.
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Covino, it's been a minute since I've watched a full 9-inning Mets game. Like, I'm tuning in and out. Like, I'll pick my daughter up from school. I'll come back. The game will be on. I'll make dinner. I have it on in the background a lot. I was watching. My kids were just occupied. So I was like, wow, the kids are occupied. My wife was working on something. I watched the whole game. And Max Scherzer, I mean, listen, he wasn't pitching against the 98 Yankees. It is the Cincinnati Reds. But he looked back to form. 11 strikeouts, 6 innings. They took him out early because, you know, it's his first start back. But he could have went all 9 easily. But guess what the Mets do? They lose. So we're going to talk about wasted performances in sports. More next. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge
Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.